college students are arrested in North Korea. A ministry is using one hen to make a big difference. And Rwanda's law enforcement benefits from a peace plan. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United Nations is voting on a resolution critical of human rights abuses in North Korea. Among those abuses is religious persecution targeting Christians and those involved in Christian work. It's timely considering the latest, says Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton.
10 college students in one of the northern provinces of North Korea have been arrested by the National Security Agency. They apparently were caught reading the Bible and watching a Christian DVD. Because of that, they were all taken into custody. Their situation is very grim.
The man who reported the case has since escaped to China to avoid arrest. Nettleton urges prayer.
What we can do now is pray. That is really all we can do. The North Korean government is almost immune to international pressure. So our options at this point on behalf of these brothers and sisters who have been arrested is simply to go to the Lord, to pray for their safety, to pray for justice for them, and that their lives would be spared.
Next, as Tibetan monks continue to protest against the Chinese government, Chinese believers are excited about the possibility of outreach during the Olympic Games in Beijing this year. China Partner works with the registered church in the country. China Partner's Eric Berkland.
The China Christian Council is right now working with the Olympic Committee to print a New Testament, both in English and in Chinese, that would be handed out as a gift to incoming athletes and foreigners, and for the media attending the Olympics this summer in Beijing.
Some 20,000 Bibles will be printed. While they can't hand out tracts or do open-air evangelism, they do have evangelistic plans.
They themselves would obviously like to see the gospel go out, but they do it through relationship. Like one pastor reminded me, he says, you know, we are the tracks. As people watch us, we share the love of Jesus Christ to these individuals.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Religious and civic leaders in the Virginia Peninsula region of the United States are concerned about the rising crime rate. So they raised some $250,000 and teamed up with the International Bible Society Send the Light to distribute 100,000 New Testaments to subscribers of the Daily Press. The easy-to-read New Testament features local landmarks, testimonies by area residents, and help for readers unfamiliar with the Bible. Pray that many would respond to God's Word. Meanwhile, a new children's book tells the story of microfinance and how one young Ghanaian used it to transform his community. That man's now part of the Ministry of Opportunity International. Book author Katie Smith Milway says,
microfinance was just a terrific entry point for kids into the world of international development because it creates change in increments any child who has run a lemonade stand can understand.
In addition to the book One Hen, Opportunity International has an interactive website, onehen.org, where kids can be part of a virtual market.
Kids can actually invest the beads they earn in entrepreneurs who are depicted in this virtual market, see their stories progress as they are financed, and then for every bead a child gives online, it's going to trigger a small donation.
In doing so, they begin to share the hope of Christ.
I do think that building compassion and building these kinds of values in kids who are haves is helping them touch a part of Christ that they won't touch without really reaching out to have-nots.
And Purpose-Driven Ministries' work in Rwanda has now been extended to law enforcement. Pastor Rick Warren, along with four police experts from Saddleback Church, spent some time earlier this month training 50 Rwandan police officers in Kigali on utilizing the ministry's peace plan in their jobs. The peace plan itself is a massive mobilization of Christians into an outreach effort that uses the gospel to attack spiritual emptiness, corrupt leadership, poverty, disease, and illiteracy. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year around the world. Mission Aviation Fellowship's offering a special edition Better Than Life CD, Today's Stories of Faith, to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828. It features Scott Kerpane, Shannon Wexelberg, and Charles Billingsley. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.